Penguins are on thin ice. This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. We all know about polar bears being threatened by melting sea ice up north, but down south, penguins are in trouble because of climate change and other threats. Rebecca Williams is here. What's happening to the penguins?
You know, there's a number of things, actually. Climate change is a big one. Melting sea ice, warmer ocean temperatures, those things affect the fish that penguins eat. Mm-hmm. There's also overfishing and oil pollution. I talked with the Fish and Wildlife Service about this. The agency is working toward putting the African penguin on the endangered species list, and they also want to list six other penguin species as threatened. The only reason the Fish and Wildlife Service is doing this is that they were petitioned by the environmental group, the Center for Biological Diversity. The center actually wanted more penguins to get on the list.
What are the penguins that they want listed?
Well, they really wanted the emperor penguin on the list. That's the big cuddly one from that movie, The March of the Penguins.
Oh, yeah. That's the one Morgan Freeman narrated.
Right. The agency says that those emperor penguins are actually stable right now, but they say that could change in the future.
All right. Thanks, Reb.
Sure.
This is the Environment Report. Well, a lot of people these days are playing video games. If you're not a gamer, maybe you think that's a big waste of time. Mark Brush is here, and Mark, you found out some of these games can be a big waste of energy.
Yeah, that's right. I was recently down in the basement with my friend Will Fry, and there was a war going on. It's estimated that 40% of U.S. households have a video game, and that number is growing. The games are played for hours and hours. And Will says they're also left on, even if nobody's playing them.
A lot of the sports games, you can't save in the middle of a game. And the games are like usually half an hour. So if you're like 20 minutes and you have to leave, you don't want to like lose that 20 minutes kind of thing, you know.
Fry says he has friends that leave their games on all the time. They never shut them off. Some don't want to lose their progress in a game. And some, he says, are just plain lazy. The Natural Resources Defense Council says some game designers overlook the energy footprint of these things. They added up the energy used by all the gamers in the country in a year's time and found it roughly equals the juice drawn by a city the size of San Diego in 1 year. Nick Ziegelbaum is an energy analyst with the NRDC. He says the games should be designed better.
What people don't realize is that video game consoles, although they're very similar to laptops and computers in terms of hardware, they don't go to sleep or go to idle mode or anything like a computer would.
Ziegelbaum says the power-hungry Xbox and PlayStation games do have an auto-shutdown option, but the games are shipped with the option turned off. You have to manually set it, and not all gamers like to turn the games off, because with some games, they might lose their spot. Ziegelbaum says that's where the industry needs to step in.
That's the issue, is that it's not really standardized, it's not really uniform throughout the whole software industry.
Ziegelbaum says a strong auto-shutdown feature would be the biggest improvement game makers could make. That would mean no matter what, your game would be saved when the device shuts down. If the industry did that, homeowners could save more than $100 a year on their energy bills. A Microsoft spokesperson said they encourage their users to turn the games off when they're done. Ziegelbaum and the folks at the NRDC are hoping Microsoft and Sony will go farther and do a better job when designing their next gaming consoles.
So, Mark, you mentioned Sony, you mentioned Microsoft, but Nintendo has this really popular game system, the Wii system. You didn't mention it.
Well, yeah, that's right, because the Wii uses about 8 times less energy than these other gaming systems do.
So they've already worked on this problem.
Yeah.
All right. That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.
Support comes from the Joyce Foundation and the USDA's Cooperative Extension Service. You can find more information and share your thoughts with us at environmentreport.org.